Hey there, welcome to the Nerd Life Podcast. Today, while of course I'll be playing RuneScape, I'm going to be talking about the future of council systems and what it's going to cost exactly in industry terms to make a council that could actually match or, well, be claimed as the lowest standard possible, even compared to the PC. This is probably going to be pretty long, but, it's worth it. Everybody's expecting the consoles to possibly be able to put out a 4K resolution while gaming. Nobody really understands how much that would possibly cost, and I really don't think anybody really cares about the cost at the moment because they think it's something that's going to be realistic in the long term. But the fact is, 4K gaming resolution on a PC would currently, not even work out very well unless you're running two GPUs and they must be at least 7970s or 680s or even a 690 or 7970 Devil 13. And to get that kind of power available on a console will just be incredibly hard to do. And that's just something that's not feasible right now in the console world. Most people expect a council to be from 300 to 400 at max. And that's just unrealistic at best. The way the technology world is evolving, one day it will be feasible, but right now, the best a council system can do that's an upgrade to what they have now is to incorporate the Trinity APU, which is a graphic card and a CPU, and an onboard graphic chip, say a 7770 GPU with 2 gigs of video memory, compared to the 1 gig of video memory that the current console systems have, and the fact that the current console systems can't even match the speed of a GPU from 2004 on the PC side. So, the APU, if they do this right, it won't cost a lot. It will actually be pretty cheap, because the APU is a very convenient source of power for a console system. You chuck in 8 gigs of RAM, that's cost efficient. You chuck in an APU, or even two for that matter, crossfire them. Or maybe quad fire them with some cheap GPU chips along with the APU chips, and well, you would actually have not a super powerful graphics console, but you'd have an okay one. You'd be able to run any PC game on pretty much low with, well, 720p resolution if you're lucky. Or 1080p resolution if the power was there. But all in all, it's not really going to work out to your advantage in this one. The console currently at the moment is stuck in a rut. And Steam is currently working towards making a Steam box, which is like a console system, everything comes pre-configured, and that might actually destroy console systems as we know it because you're able to make your own Steam box, your own console system with your own hardware. Where with the console, you're stuck with a pre-configured set of standards which are either the lowest of the low or considered acceptable in terms. Halo 4 was as good as they could push the console system, the Xbox 360. And the PS3 is Linux, so that's very, very limited in what it can do. And will never be fully optimized if you use a Linux-based format for gaming. Because you would have to evolve the way it views graphic systems very quickly. I've never been in here before. Interesting. In terms of CPUs and things like that, using an APU, a Trinity APU, not the cheap crap, would be very beneficial, I guess you could say. And might have a downside, which would be it's quite limited. Unless right now, AMD is currently making, a newer Trinity CPU just for the console system, which would be a quad core with an on built-in 1 gig of video memory, maybe a dual GPU, APU if they're lucky. It's not going to provide much power. If you've ever seen Crysis 2 played on low settings on 1080p in DirectX 11, that's about all you're going to be able to get in power-wise with an APU. It's not going to be anything impressive. Hell, it's not going to be anywhere near impressive at all. But at least console users will basically view it as, hey, we got the best gaming system on the planet because it's able to do a little bit of things at 1080p with actually 60 FPS a second. Because currently, not very many games run at 60 FPS a second on the console system. Most of them run at 30, and when they upscale to 1080p, that's still 30, but it's a sketchy 30. No console system can run any game at 1080p with 60 FPS a second. It would slow it to a crawl, and console users seem to fail at the understanding of this, and well, that's their own fault, I guess. They don't understand how technology works. They think just because they own a console, they have the best gaming system on the planet, and anybody with a PC doesn't know what they're talking about. Apparently, no one with a console has ever been able to see Haven Benchmark running at its best. One look at that, one look at the detail, one look at how amazing the world is, and it makes the console system look like a calculator. The computer I'm currently recording this on makes the console system look just like a calculator. If Halo 4 was released for the consoles, man, it would look a billion times better than it does now. And Halo 4 pushes the very core of the Xbox 360. 30 FPS at 1080p. That's basically Wii standard graphics, if you will. And the Wii was a very powerful system, and it could run pretty damn good graphics if it wanted to, but it was limited because of the way that Nintendo renders their graphics. Right now, currently, I can run the entire Wii system on my computer, no problem. Full graphics, hell, 2K resolution if I wanted to. And the graph, I mean, it would have full FPS, no problem. And if I remove the FPS limiter, then it would go at least 60 FPS a second, no problem. That's just how things have evolved. I can run the PS2 at 8K resolution on my computer. Internal resolution. That means the textures are enhanced. The quality of the graphics are enhanced. Everything looks amazing. So research internal resolution with the Wii U, so with the Dolphin emulator, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. The PS2 has finally stopped being manufactured, which is, I didn't even know it was still being made because it was not being sold in any stores anywhere that I saw. Apparently, it was only being sold over there in Japan. So, nothing big at all. And, I suggest many of you, if anybody decides to watch this, or listen to this, sorry, it's a podcast, go research DirectX 11 and the benefits there are to having advanced graphics. So thank you all for watching. This has been a Nerd Life podcast. I plan on doing more in the future about technology as it evolves. And thank you all for listening. Have a nice day.